We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
I am your host, Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf95. Welcome to the Miami Heat Beat post game show. We are coming to. And anyway, I'm like trying to like figure out. Anyway, woo, that was a rough one to watch in that first half. But it was a great game for your Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, without Bam Adebayo. Kyle Lowry steps the fuck up. And you know what, Brass? Give me the motherfucking music right motherfucking now, because I've been telling these motherfuckers Duncan Robinson is coming back. That man has been an elite three-point shooter for over two seasons. One of the greatest of all time. And you motherfuckers was clowning him after 21 games? I never gave up on that man. Don't go back and watch the other day's show. Don't go back and watch Wednesday's show. I never gave up on him. You motherfuckers are cowards. Just fucking spineless jellyfish. I told you my man was going to bring it back. My man taking motherfuckers off the dribble. My man up and under. Fucking, Sabonis, don't care. Miles Turner, don't care. Out here fucking hitting fucking four-point plays. Get the fuck out. Take me out, Brad. Fuck this shit. Goddamn.
Tell him, man.
Fucking cowards.
Tell him.
Cowards. Look at Javon. Ran like a coward. Ran like a coward because she was slandering Duncan motherfucking Robinson. Put some respect on that man's
Zero
name.
Zero accountability from Siobhan.
He went into an arena full of his fellow white people, and he was just energized. It was like he was running up the steps of the Capitol and just, I'm sorry, oh, my bad. No.
Chef Trilly says this man only plays well in red states.
Listen, he plays in Florida, so.
what's going on with Siobhan?
Siobhan being produced by the Bally Sports broadcast? What's going on?
Someone said Yurt just proved he's three seasons better than KZ. All right. Well, yeah, that's not terribly hard to do. Siobhan turned off her camera because she was embarrassed.
About what?
Embarrassed about the way that she slandered Duncan Robinson.
I don't give a fuck about that. Do it again.
Undeservedly so.
Whatever.
Yo, that's hold on, wait. Siobhan with the most Dugatz energy. Do it again. Do it at the playoffs.
Do it again. I had to plug in my Ethernet. Stop it. Good game.
Cowards. Cowards, I feel like
I feel like they plugged Duncan and Kyle in today, too.
Mindless jellyfish.
Yeah, I feel like they plugged them in, too.
If you're watching on Twitch, thank you very much. We appreciate the subs. And the bits and the dips and
mostly
all that
the
other
subs,
shit.
Though. Mostly the subs. Mostly the subs.
And if you're watching the replay on YouTube, thank you very much. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We don't have Moose, but it's still a Friday night, so let's find out what everybody's drinking.
Subduing the chat is just like straight up, I have a crush on Siobhan. My man, just pull it up.
Oh wow! Hey.
They found Twitch.
They found Twitch.
They didn't wait for YouTube to post. Wow. Yeah.
If you want to see Siobhan live, twitch.tv/MiamiHeatBeat. All right.
Siobhan's
you don't got to wait for the replay.
Sounds like a peep show. Live girls.
OnlyFans /MiamiHeat.
I mean, there's only one person here who's taking their clothes off for money, and it's me.
Oh God! Wait, wrong way. This way. There he is. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
Got some Apothic. Oh,
and who was your player of the game? I'm sorry. Who was your player of the game?
Okay, some Apothic Red, and my player of the game is Kyle's Floor Game. He definitely shot well, but I really, really loved the way he handled the ball tonight, creating space for good passes. I've said before, I think he's just been playing like decent, like really solid point guard play. Tonight, I saw kind of an extension in some of his floor stuff.
I thought Kyle was amazing. I thought the fourth quarter, he was out there, and Rohan Nadkarni put a tweet out. He was out there with four undrafted players, and all he did was increase the lead from like 14 to 20. I mean, he was just amazing. Just it felt like in the beginning of the season where he was just controlling the offense again. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
Listen, I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning, so I have work at 6 tomorrow. So I had a bottle of that Snoop Cali Red open, so I'm just drinking a glass of that.
Is that good?
It's actually pretty decent for a cheap red. Yeah.
All right.
It's good. It's good.
Good job, Snoop. It's good. Who's your player of the game? It's good
enough. I'm also going to be pretty uncreative there. I'm going to go with Kyle because, I mean, Kyle had an awesome, just all-around game tonight. It was just so nice to see that offensive game. Nice to be like a good offensive game instead of an offensive game, which is basically what we've been getting from him lately.
Yeah.
And him actually having this shooting thing that G says he's capable of, that I was really questioning if he ever had it in him again. So yeah, props to Kyle tonight. He was great all around.
G, what are you drinking? Oh, look, Gianni. No rants for Gianni tonight. But no, who's your player of the game, and what are you drinking?
A little under the weather tonight, so I'm having some tea out of my Gabriel Vivi mug. Vivi's pasted over some Sea Life. Shout out. My player of the game is Gabe Vincent, man. Let me tell you something. It's really nice to have a dude who can produce. I mean, really just an all-around great guy, great backup point guard. I mean, just a standout performance of the evening, I think. I know that you guys went in a different direction, but for me it was just Gabe, man. That fourth quarter, those big threes at the end of the game, just huge from that guy, man. It's just, you know, great to see it. You love to see it. Was there another big performance of the night?
No.
Did anybody else play well?
There was another guy.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm drinking vodka and Sprite, by the way. And we do have I'm gonna give my player the game, and it's also the ga-ga-ga-ga-ga of the game. Go ahead and run that shit, Brass. So we got a player that I've never doubted ever. Find the tweet, find the tape. I doubt it.
I hate this.
Beautiful
bit.
Pocket pass right here.
What a pass.
What a beautiful pass. Big Yurt out here giving Sabonis fits. He said, I don't give a fuck who your daddy is. I'm your daddy now, motherfucker. Oh. Here we go. On your bitch ass.
See what a shot fake would do?
Little shot fake. And just listen, I was dogging the fuck out of Yurt after his first few minutes. He literally looked like he had never played basketball before. No, I'm not getting a year jersey.
Too far.
I compared him to Joel Anthony. I said he has Joel Anthony hands.
Well, it wasn't even just the hands. It was like
it
defensively.
Was his legs.
It was like defensively. Like it's like they were passing the ball. He's like, oh my God, they're passing it so fast. Like he was just so confused. And then you know what? He got comfortable. You know, it was like he looked at the Pacers like this might as well be a G League team. And he was like, boom, your time. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like little putbacks. Listen, he settled down. He was good. I'm not giving him, you know, the backup role yet. He could be the perfect front court partner next to Bam.
I've been saying that for years.
For years. But listen, you won't find any Yurt slander from me on the internet. played a good game. So that was my player of the game. He came in and he really did a good job against that big front line, Siobhan. Like, and I mean, Deadman played well too, but it's like, you know, instead of them coming with a KZ at the backup, which Spo said KZ does a lot of things defensively that Bam does, and I threw up in my mouth a little bit. But after I got over that, I thought they did well against a big front line.
I think so. I think, yeah, Yurt settling in, he looked a lot better. Them first few minutes, they looked like Bambi out there. He, like, rolled from a pick and, like, stumbled over his feet. Like you said, it felt like the ball was coming at him too quick. But, yeah, once he got settled in, you know, you see kind of what he could be able fuck around and let Yurt get comfortable. You know, we'll see what that happens. But yeah, I think, you know, Gabe got him that little lob, and then Kyle came and gave him a really beautiful pocket pass. And he doesn't grab the ball for me enough on rebounds. Like, he, like, pats the shit around.
Tips, yeah.
But he using his body, he did keep Sabonis away from it and was able to keep it live. So I'm with you. You know, I'm not just silver plating the backup role over to him. But similar to what I said on the spaces today, with Bam being out and with Jimmy being out, Tyler having been out, you know, we've seen Max and Gabe and Caleb get a lot of really good minutes that I think will be big for them down the stretch. If Yurt can get some minutes and get some reps and some seasoning and, you know, just get more time to get comfortable out there, maybe he can give them something. But yes, Carla Tiana, don't get fooled. Shout out to Brass. But he looked good tonight.
Brass, one thing I noticed tonight in the beginning of the game, I mean, how many games lately have they been going down by 12, 14 in the first quarter? And then it feels like the rest of the way, every 3-point shot is crucial because they're trying to make up a big deficit. Tonight, Kyle and Duncan got going early. And these are all the shots the two of those guys miss and have been missing in the rest of these games. And you see how important it is if they can put up some scores early, get this team with a lead, and they can play with the lead instead of trying to catch up all game. Everything looks a lot better that way.
Yeah, we have enough people to be able to stay in games if we get up enough. But this team is just not good offensively to play comeback.
I don't think they have the firepower. I mean,
yeah, they don't have the firepower because but particularly I think when players do tend to have the yips lately, mm-hmm. if it's anything mentally, if that's the reason that they can't get their shots, you're not. I'm sorry, that's not happening in like a big comeback one. So yeah, it was nice to see them really just kind of pounding in there early.
I never phrasing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of phrasing, we have to play something that someone pointed out to me. Listen to what Crotty said tonight.
John, let's get back to the
spit in my hand and provide a little bit of lubrication for him.
Excuse me? What?
John, let's get back to spit in my hand and provide a little
OnlyFans.com/John Crotty. Holy shit.
An OnlyFans situation.
Oh my God. A dryness situation.
Was that Sabonis? Was it Sabonis that lost the contact lens? Is that? I think that's what that was in reference to.
I don't know.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, it makes it better, right? Yeah,
COVID crotty.
COVID crotty. Yeah.
Let me spit in your eye.
I got a spittle situation.
Yeah, I gotta imagine
in the interior.
Yeah, I gotta imagine it's easier to let it fly up 14 than it is down 18.
All
right, so
yeah. Oh yeah, when you're down, you get shit like this. Oh, it's not working. What happened to the fucking clip? Never mind. I'll pull it up.
But you know, when you're up 14, you know, you see Duncan doing things where he's putting the ball on the floor, he's getting to the basket. Kyle is letting it fly. Like, it just is. I'm thinking it's got to be. I've never played competitive basketball. I one time played at Cypress Park in Coral Springs and pulled a hamstring. But I got to imagine that it's easier to play, easier to shoot when you're up.
Gianni?
I'm talking to G.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
drinking out your little fucking anime cup and pay attention.
Well, it's also an aquarium mug, okay? So it's both.
Save that for when his camera cuts out.
Yeah, I know, for sure. So, Alf, one of the things I noticed with like kind of what you're talking about in Duncan, not just like playing from ahead, but making like decisions instead of just like firing. I think that Kyle and I think Kyle was just firing and he was just hitting all his stuff, and then that kind of opened up his game. But for Duncan, you know, they were ahead. He was able to kind of play within himself. When he would get the ball, he wasn't like instantly putting up a shot. He was kind of reading the defense, seeing like what the best option was. And sometimes that was putting the ball on the floor. Sometimes that was not taking the shot, kind of waiting for the defender to jump, making a pass, and then getting the ball back. So it was like a lot of little things that they kind of did. And I think the cushion of the lead kind of made them a little more comfortable because, you know, credit to Siobhan and Tiff, because they've been kind of pointing out their slow starts. Even though their first quarter numbers are good, the starters sometimes don't look super great like out the gate. And I think this was a rare exception, and it kind of settled everybody. So, Alf, I think you're absolutely right.
Do you think those first quarter numbers are buoyed by like the first 2 weeks of the season? I don't remember after like this that first initial run where they were beating the brakes off people. How many good first quarters have you seen?
Well, I mean, the bench, like the Deadman Tyler units are really, really good. Yeah. But the starters are super plus. It's also injury, Alf. Like, they're not – like, the five guys that are, like, supposed to be there have, like, barely played together. So, you know, you look at that lineup and you're like, okay, this lineup's, like, super plus on the season. But also, like, their minutes are a lot lower than other lineups because, like, Jimmy's been in and out. Obviously, now Bam missing time. Kyle missed that game. You know, little things like that. So – I think it's Duncan a little bit of everything.
Duncan getting to the line seven times. I have an eye test, and I kind of, instead of me, I'm going to go over it, but I really want to see what Siobhan thinks, because this is what Siobhan has been asking Duncan to do all season. So let's go ahead with the eye test.
Tired of PER, EFG, QBR, PDQ, and QVC? Wait, what? Well, ditch the calculators and spreadsheets and check out the only stat that truly matters. It's time for Alf's Eye Test.
Did you see that they canceled the long shot that they were supposed to record in Fort Lauderdale?
Paris is working.
Really?
Yeah, they canceled it. They moved it to like 2022.
Yeah, they're waiting for a shot to get fixed.
Holy shit.
Bro, that was my man hiding from the public.
Would you like? I wouldn't do a Hangover Time Live in the middle of a 12-game losing streak, so I understand. Okay. By the way, we have some news on Hangover Time Live, but let's go to this play. I don't really remember what happened. I just remember liking what Duncan did. So Duncan gets the ball here, and instead of just settling, I mean. Look at that shit. The little fake pass to UD, which Sabonis didn't really go for too much. He knew he wasn't really passing to UD. But just the fact that he puts the ball, because you see the hard closeout from Lamb.
That's it.
And instead of just taking the ball, stepping to the side, he goes towards the basket, little flip over Sabonis. He froze him a little bit with that fake, just enough to get the ball over him. But like that's the stuff, Siobhan, you've been asking him to do all season.
Yeah. You hit it with it being that hard closeout, right? People have different opinions about, you know, the whole gravity thing, but if it's going to cause people to close out this wildly and this aggressively on you, which it has, you know, a lot through the season, that's open. And open a couple few games he's gotten in there, and yeah, he did hit this one with the left, Eric. He's gotten in there and hit a couple with the right. So I like G said, you know, making better and like more sound decisions, knowing the dude that he is and how people are playing him.
Well, to me, that was just nice because the last three games, that just would have been a superly contested three that would have done nothing.
Pressing.
So, we would have been.
Or sidestep and a pass.
Bro, yeah, he had fewer attempts today than he has normally, and he just shot so much better. Like, he only shot, I think, seven times from three. He has as many free throws as he did. But he was 4-for-7, and it was a balanced game. It was not like every time my man is catching the ball, he's putting it up. And I understand that when you're frustrated, you're just like, I got to get out of this. Like, every time I'm going to fucking shoot this. But I think today was really like a super, like, he looked like himself. Like, and I think we say that, like, I don't just say that because he hit shots. Just like, he just looked in control of what was happening.
And defensively,
I feel like he looked better than himself because himself is mostly like hitting shots. I feel like he looked like a little bit better than that.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look
defensively.
He was
getting in passing lanes. He was. Yeah. I mean, did he get?
He had one foul.
Two rebounds. He only had one personal foul.
Huh?
What's that?
What's this guy like making basic basketball moves? Wow, bro, he's finishing over Sabonis, who's 7 feet tall. Shut the fuck up! I mean, what are you talking about? What are you? Why the fuck are you watching basketball? What, like, I mean, like, that's bullshit. Like, bro, this guy has fucking struggled. He's eating shit. He's fucking been down in the dump. So you're mad at him because he's fucking freezing a 7-footer in the lane and finishing over him? Shut the fuck up! What the hell do you want out of these people? I hate Heat fans. You're all fucking. You're horrible. Take me out, bro.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
People suck, man.
And on I hate Heat fans, it's not very good for you.
Bro, but like, why are you doing that? What utility does that serve?
Well, you know what? And Kenny was saying this on the timeline, like, rooting against your own guys, like, it's just weird to me. Like, I would say I was shitting on Yurt, right? The tweet's out there. I haven't deleted it yet. Team never delete. But as soon as he started playing well, what did I say? I was like, holy shit, I take back all my Yurt takes.
Dog,
like,
we all Yurt were slandering.
Like, it's okay.
We got to stop calling everything slander. That's the thing. We got to stop calling everything slander. Listen, and stop calling everything rooting
against. But it's the truth.
I was legit slandering.
No, you were. Yes.
I was legit slandering.
I was too. But I called him Joel Anthony with like his hands.
The thing is, like, when these guys are playing well, like, celebrate them. Like, yeah. Don't be like, oh, man. You know, I mean, come on. Like, we can celebrate and have a good time. Like, we don't have to just – someone said for G to go back to Toronto. but, like, we don't have to just – because we were proven wrong for one game, just like, oh, well, no, do it again. I know Bron said that earlier. I'm not talking to you about it. But, like, these people who just, like, don't even want to celebrate the fact that Duncan had a good game. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you're a fan of the team. Like, it's just – it's weird to me. Like, too many fans on Twitter – I'm just going to say this – and just out there in general, you all think you're analysts. Like, you're not. Like, we're just – like.
We're analysts. You're not.
I've said it 1,000 times. I'm not a fucking analyst.
Siobhan Brash, and I are you analysts. An analyst?
Brash, you an analyst?
Fuck no, I'm not an analyst. I'm an alcoholic with a microphone.
I'm just a fucking
and the keys to the production
I'm
of the fucking
just
show.
An alcoholic with a microphone. That's you're the right, business though. Model, baby.
Alf, you're absolutely right. Like, I will be first in line to be critical about Duncan, but we'll also like am happy to have seen him had a good game. And it's not just the shooting, like you said, it's him having done other things. And so yeah, this weird fixation, like I get people, Duncan game made me cry of happiness. Yeah, same. And shout out to Jay. He called it being a big Duncan game and a big Kyle game. But just this fixation on like wanting to be right. Everybody want to be right, but it's okay and you aren't. And like don't sit in that like kind of misery. Like celebrate the dudes when you can even recognize that it's just a game, want to see it again, but like go up for them for having shown improvement. Y'all are strange.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's a quote of the year right now. I'm not an analyst, I'm an alcoholic with a mic.
I like that. That should be, let's make a shirt, Brass.
Well, yeah, Brass, was that it?
Me and Brad's faces. We're not analysts. We're just alcoholics with mics. One thing I did notice in the fourth quarter, I thought Spo rode that line up a little bit too long with Kyle and the four undrafted guys. But what I would say, what I will say is, like, we've seen, we can complain about Kyle and Duncan a lot, right? But these bench guys all season have been bailing them the fuck out. And now you put Dedmon and Hero in the starting lineup, who are your best two bench guys. And then the rest of them just start stepping up. Gabe, we've talked about Gabe nonstop. I think per 36 minutes in his last 10 games, he's like 18 points a game or some shit. Wild. Struce has stepped up. Caleb Martin stepped up. Tonight, Yurt steps up. And they let you sit Duncan Robinson for the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Dedmon sat for the entire fourth quarter. They're playing a back-to-back. That's huge, Siobhan. Like,
yes.
That's big going into a game against the Bucks where you're going to need that size.
And it was a genuine, like, let them sit. Not they had been playing bad, so they needed to sit, or Duncan was in foul trouble, so he needed to sit. No, like, the guys, like I said, the bench helped buoy them. And so, yeah, allowed you to rest dudes, to keep some legs fresh. Like you said, we have Milwaukee tomorrow. That is a good thing.
Damn it, G.
Brass. Damn it, brass.
What I wanted you to play the. I wanted you to play the music.
Well, speaking of Dedmon, I have to show what this is. This is what the official Miami Heat Twitter account just put out there.
Damn you,
the mechanic.
Next man up. The mechanic Dedmon has been holding it down. That starting yeah. spot. Points in the paint.
Just man, they love that mechanic thing.
We're an institution.
Well, no, listen.
So cool.
You want to take mechanic? Tiffany Meeks has a new nickname for the backcourt.
Jesus Christ, man!
Buns and Duns. All
buns
right,
and Duns.
Challenge Miami Heat beat admin. You're gonna put out Buns and Duns, huh? You want us to take our shit? Put out Buns and Duns. All right, that's a great nickname. I'm only sure. saying, but like when they have a, we need to make that a.
It's like a buddy cop.
We need to make it a T-shirt, but you know what that B is gonna look like?
An ass. It's got to be some cheeks.
Peach.
Or a peach. There you go. Class it up some.
Listen, Brazilian butt lift. Time for Bonds breakdown.
Oh, well, hold on. Hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
So, 4-3 offense, 1 defense. They did a lot that I enjoyed this game. And so I just wanted to highlight a few things. Go ahead, Brass. So, right. Bring it back for me one time. So, you know, ideally, you want kind of Gabe to be able to throw that lob, but you'd also want that to be someone who can go up and get it and not EP. But what we paused. But they ended up clearing out the whole right side. This would be would have been a super high DHO to try to get off. And what does PJ do? Takes the ball. He misses the layup. You can go ahead. He misses it. But I just like I like that option. I like that onus. I like that initiative with a entire right side kind of cleared out. Go ahead.
Kelly Keeper.
Kelly. Hey. So, okay. Pause. So this was the first play of the third quarter. We talk a lot about, ways to get Bam and the post guys open. And I mentioned before how they used to do a lot of, screening across, using Duncan to bring the four over. Start it over. If you look, though, here they started it with Kyle. So Kyle is that bottom person. Screen here, pause. So Kyle's going to fly out. So now that's a little bit less space. Or a little bit more space to kind of work with. And you also kind of give PJ some momentum going downhill coming off of this screen. So go ahead. Duncan's going to back screen for PJ. PJ gets open. He misses this also. But, like, things that look nice that we got to capitalize on. Go ahead.
PJ is fucking up your breakdown right now.
million-dollar moves, shit finish. So pause. So one more time from the beginning. This is their offense against this zone. And stop here. So Kyle clears out. Tyler has to dribble. Tyler needs to give you like one or two dribbles to the right so that he can hit Duncan here. If Duncan doesn't have this shot, go ahead. PJ's rolling. Pause. G, you and I were talking about Duncan, you know, having gotten better with that pocket pass. He had so much space between where the screens were set against the zone that would have been an easy pass. Now you force Miles Turner back there to either play PJ or play Deadman. But they don't. And there's some other things. I think the broadcast, go ahead, Press. I think the broadcast glitched. Yep, here we go. then we come up with Tyler in the middle. The middle of the zone is the soft spot, so that's a good place to get it. I wish they would have gotten it a little bit of a different way, though. And then finally, our zone. Sometimes it looks really good. Sometimes it needs work. Pause. So they started in this 2-3, and it's high. By what I mean by high, your back line is like fairly high up. Dude in the corner is all the way behind Tyler. It's also a little bit unbalanced. Gabe should be accounting for Jeremy Lamb over there. Duncan's fine. Caleb's fine. I want UD to step up a bit to show that he's kind of taking responsibility for Sabonis so that forces Tyler to drop back to have to cover this dude in the corner. Go ahead. He kind of floats. No one like takes him soon enough, and Tyler can't be so high as to let that dude get backdoor on him. Go ahead. You can bring me out. They've gone to the zone a bit more here recently. Sometimes it looks really good. Sometimes they have some balance and some ownership of man in space type of issues that I want them to work on. But I think that they really did a lot of fun things tonight. I'm actually excited to go back and watch this game, and I haven't wanted to watch like the last five games again. So.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Carla Tiana, I need you to change the way you spell analyst because it sounds dirty the way.
Does it though? Or
it sounds dirty the way it looks like anal.
Is that just how you read it?
Yeah, maybe I did dirty. I also like this. Kenny got NBA referee glasses. Kenny, enjoy Atlanta, brother. We'll see you when you get back.
He won't see us without his glasses, though.
So the Heat, the first game without, or second game without Bam and Jimmy, now they're 14-9. They shot all the way back up to third in the East because that's the way the East is right now. It's all jumbled together. I mean, I think they were talking about on the broadcast. The Heat, the East is like 11 teams with over 500. Like this is not it's not going to be an easy season to land in the top four. But Brass, like after you know, to be 1-1 right now without Jimmy and Bam, like how are you feeling going forward? Like are you on a high, or are you like on some don't get fooled shit?
I'm not on the low I was on.
Fair.
Bryce is even keel.
Yeah, no, I feel okay. I mean, I think we're gonna see more close games coming up, and it's gonna be kind of coin flips. But this team can, I think you're gonna see this. I think they can surprise you. I do. I really hope that Kyle learned something from this. Like, I mean, Kyle, as if he has anything to fucking learn. He's been in the league how many fucking years? But like, he's good. He's real good. And hopefully Duncan gets over his shit and we can win some of this. I don't know. But tomorrow night, I did hear that Giannis is doubtful.
Really?
So that's something.
Oh, look at us getting a break. So that is something. And Brooke Lopez is out, and you know what Brooke does to this fucking team.
It makes no sense.
Kills us.
Except for that one time.
That one time. Speaking of what Brass is saying, learn something. I don't necessarily think that, just like he said, I don't think Kyle has something to learn. But with this team, I think there are some learnings to take away from these games without Bam and without Jimmy. Like, you can get into the Valley trying to share cable legally. You got caught. Yo, listen.
200-foot coax.
Valley Sports is like the Section 8 of fucking cable right now. Like, it is rough. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I'm not trying to big up Fox, but Fox Sports was way better than this shit.
Fox got Republican dollars.
That's what I'm saying. Like, change your platform, Bally, because you out here looking broke. I mean, golly. And it's not just tonight with the technical difficulties. Like, game score be all fucked up. Shot clock be all fucking wrong. Score don't be on the fucking screen. They sit there, keep cutting a motherfucker in the crowd. Three plays have passed. Like, oh my God.
That is hilarious. I don't watch any of them on Bally.
Some of these weird fucking camera angles. I'm looking at niggas' socks. And somebody shooting a three. It's, well, I don't know. Listen, we run a pretty professional broadcast over here. So I feel like I have room to talk shit. But,
agreed.
I mean, get your shit together, Bally. Like, golly. Anyway, gee. I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, there are some learnings to be taken away. Like, shout out Eric Reed for the Haitian representation. There are some things they can learn. Like, there's no reason that Kyle should be less aggressive out there with Bam and Jimmy, because the same easy shots he's getting for some of these bigs like Deadman, like Yurt, he can get those for Bam. And then the minutes that he's not on the court, Jimmy can take over. So I think there are some things he can learn from this time without Jimmy on the court.
So a couple things. First, shout out to Kerner Kid, free subscribe with Prime. We love and appreciate that. If you are not subscribed and you want to use our emotes, I put a link in chat. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free subscription. So that helps us. You don't get commercials and you get our cool emotes. Also, shout out to DoodooBoy89 for 5 gifted tier 1 subs.
Thank you, DoodooBoy.
Thank you, DoodooBoy. But Alf, to answer your question, I mean, it's not that he has stuff to learn, but it's like, and I've been saying, like, he's going to find his shot a little bit. I don't think he's going to be like a super elite shooter this year, but I do think, you know, he's going to be a lot better than he was. And I thought today was obviously a good first step. And I wouldn't be surprised if he looks a little bit better offensively with these kind of weird lineups, because when he's playing without Jimmy and Bam, I do think his assist numbers might take a little bit of a hit, but he might have a little bit more like spacing flooring wise, right? Because when you don't have Jimmy and Bam, those are two non-shooters. He's just playing with one big, which is a roller in either Deadman or in Yurtsev's case, even a pick and pop guy. So he has a little bit more room. They play a little bit smaller without those guys. So they kind of lean into three guards more. They close the game with Tyler, Gabe, and Kyle. It's a three guard look, super space floor. Yurtsev, obviously a pick and pop threat. So I think that actually might be a blessing in disguise, in the sense of that might get him going a little bit to play as something he's a little bit more comfortable with, like in space, kind of an offense that's more suited to him instead of like kind of feeding Jimmy and Bam or whatever. So not that he has stuff to learn, but I think that this could kind of get him acclimated with some of the Heat stuff in a little bit easier of a way. And I think when Jimmy and Bam do return, I think everything will look a lot better.
Yeah. Siobhan, like, there's no reason to revert. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the things that you're doing now and you know, just dominating, because there are times you saw there in the fourth quarter, there was a lot of times where he eased off and let Gabe bring the ball up and Gabe run the offense. Some of that was herky-jerky, but it was a little bit rough at times, but you could tell he's probably trying to save his legs for a back-to-back. But I just think that there's no reason to take that step back, even with Jimmy on the floor.
Yeah, she talked about, you know, his assist numbers maybe being a little bit down. He had 9 tonight.
He did.
PJ had 4, Gabe had 4, Caleb had 3. And so I really do like what G said about the lineup, maybe, you know, creating more space for him to operate. But Alf, you are correct too, in that there's no real reason for, you know, him to kind of regress as far as aggression. I'm so sorry. With Jimmy and Bam back. For whatever reason, like when Jimmy's camped out in the corner, you have guys like hug to him for no reason at all. And, you know, Bam can find his space in the mid to low, you know, wherever he wants. But I think he has to keep it up. I think he has to, you know, kind of let this mentality carry over and trust that Jimmy and Bam not will get theirs where they fit in at, but like, I think the looks will be there. And then when they're not there, you know, then you have, like you said, your Jimmy and your Bam. But I really do like Kyle with this unit. Shout out Carlos Hiana. Yes, time to push the Galeb agenda. For those of you that don't know, that is Gabe and Caleb. Put Galeb is what we call him here. But no, I think you're right, Alf. I think Kyle has to keep this this mentality as far as scoring, even with, you know, Miami's full complement. It opens up things for everybody.
Shout out to PostUp75 Gagaga for gifting 10 tier one subs to the community, man. I'm a drink to that.
Go ahead, Brass.
Brass, you want to hit us one time?
We're going to hit him one time with a drip drop.
I like when you do it more than I like when Moose does it.
I don't like when anybody does it, really.
I think drip drop is yours now.
Oh, well, wow. I did win this, but
not you having it right there to show off.
I know that Alf will agree, and I know that all y'all will agree. Like, when we get y'all like donating like that, you don't understand how much that means to us. That shit literally keeps us running. We do stuff minimum 5 days a week. We're doing two pods and a minimum three hangover times. And the fact that you guys are really publicly supporting us in this way, it makes this all happen, and everyone gets paid. Moose's makes my skin crawl. We don't pay Moose.
I'll click that comment.
Yeah. If you guys want, we won't pay Moose, and we'll just pay like Siobhan and Tiff more. That's fine by me. But
I almost had an issue.
Shout out to the audience for being.
I mean, listen, if you guys don't sub, our shit's gonna start looking like Bally Sports.
Listen.
I mean,
what?
I thought for sure Brass was going to hit us with technical.
I was waiting.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'm not talking about the out. I just meant the technical difficulty.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to do it?
No, it's too much. It's too late.
No,
it's
but like for real, Siobhan,
it's like these handoffs.
They're when they go three guards with Kyle and like they've played a little bit more zone. I thought he was flying defensively today. The rotations were really, really good. He was super active. He fights when he gets switched on to a big guy. He doesn't back down. He's very handsy, but he doesn't. I know he had five fouls today. Some of those were like total horseshit. That offensive foul call was like not the hook, but the other one. It was just like total dog shit. Whatever. The point is, he's like very physical with bigger guys, and I think that they kind of get a little bit off kilter because he's really strong, kind of like Harden, just like load, like really like strong base. PJ like. They'll push these bigs around. Like there were multiple times that Sabonis had him sealed and Kyle pushed him out when he was trying to get position. And that's just huge when you're down Jimmy and Bam. Like it's fucking huge.
Yeah. You have like these real like barrel built type guys, Kyle, PJ, James, like you said. And yeah, he's lower to the ground than DeMontis. So he has like more gravity working with him to like help push. And yeah, like the center of where his weight is focused on like some of the more unstable areas of the body. So yeah, he is able to fight and push DeMontis. And I do think it's big, especially in the lineups where PJ isn't there and they do have these like three really small guards. Gabe tries, but he's like too small, but he has that effort. But Kyle has the build and the tenacity to do it pretty effectively when it works.
Shout out to G Protocol for the Prime sub. If y'all are Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, get that free sub. They owe it for you. You pay for that in your Amazon Prime subscription. Click the link in chat. Get your free sub. It's great.
Somebody's talking. Aisha's talking about the amount of missed calls on the Heat. Man, I thought that he got away with some shit tonight.
No, dog. That offensive foul on Kyle when they called the push off, that was the weakest shit ever. Especially when he got fucking.
Listen, there was couple times like
Kyle does
tried to bail Kyle out on that fucking like with 1 second left. He hooked Miles' thigh.
No, that was offensive foul for sure. It was the other one that they. I mean, come on.
I thought it was. Hey, listen, I talk shit when it's the other way. I think we got away with a little bit tonight, which is, listen, we didn't have Jimmy and Bam. Give us a fucking break. So now we're going to go to our next segment, one of our favorite segments, one of your favorite segments. But while we do that, what we're going to do a little bit differently tonight is we're going to go ahead and take some questions from the chat. So while we're doing this next segment, go ahead, hit us with your questions in the chat. We'll try to get to as many of them as possible before we sign off for the night. We're on a back-to-back, guys. You can't be up all night with you.
Yo, Gurge 21 just subscribed with Prime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Following instructions. I love it. Fucking Let's go hell. Ahead and hit him with Devin's Garage.
My favorite, though, that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something. You go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got a flimmer? Yeah, bring that back around here for 4 o'clock. It ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out of plant 15 goddamn years. I put a carburetor on there for you, nigga. Just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
It's the best segment we do. It's like not even.
It's the best intro we do.
It's not. It's like I think it's
pretty bad because I'm so bad at doing the play by play.
Every time he does literally anything, we're like, hey, clip
that shit. All those pictures, like as they scroll, I'm like, no, that's my favorite one. And then another one's, I'm like, no, that's my favorite. They're just.
Meanwhile,
fucking art, man.
I still that's got impressive. On cargo pants.
Shout out a couple more subs, Alf. Sauce McPherson is gifting a tier one sub to the community, so thanks for that. I want to shout out our subs and stuff.
Okay,
that's it.
Good Thank job. You. All right, so the first Deadman play. Here we go. You bitch ass. This is just another example of what Kyle was doing out there.
Kyle's best pass all season.
It was either this one or the yurt one, but the fact that he's
crazy.
This one came first.
That one was harder because like he really had to put a lot on that one.
And then just you know these guys rolling to the rim. I'd like to see more of this with Bam. We saw a lot of it in the first few weeks of the season. Like I feel like they kind of went away from it, or they're just not. It's just not clicking the way it was. So hopefully when Bam gets back, we see more of that. Here we go. Just another little put back from Bam. Just doing the yeoman's work.
He called him Bam. That's how good he's been.
Bam. I mean, I'm sorry, Devin. Throwing Sabonis out of his way. Get your bitch ass out of my way. Sabonis looks like the new mechanic in the shop, and Devin just has no respect for that shit.
This one!
Corner three.
Play Bam and Devin more together. Let Devin be the space. Just let me see it.
I told you guys earlier, Yurt is the perfect front court partner next to Bam.
This is good fifth three of the year.
what was that, Brass?
That's his fifth three of the year.
That's awesome.
One, two, solid, three, man. Four, fifth.
Five more than Kyrie Irving. That's crazy.
And really good efficiency, too. Really.
You didn't have to do that.
Out shooting Kyrie Irving on the season. That's you know, Kyrie, bona fide shooter.
We ended the last show with Bam telling me Deadman has the best 3-point shooting on the Heat, and I threw my mic at my monitor because I was upset.
I really hope that Kyrie situation. There was a report today, and it's like update on Kyrie, and it was like he is not close to getting vaccinated. And I'm like, yikes.
They're going to change the rules in New York, but this Omicron, this omnipotent crap. Yeah, I don't. I think it's gonna fuck.
Oh, Marion strand. Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna do that with Omicron.
Yeah. Well, too bad, Kyrie.
I also saw that that the Lakers said that Kendrick Nunn is nowhere close to returning.
Really?
They're mid level. They're mini mid level on him. Hasn't played a game.
They seen his defense. They're like, man, just sit your ass down.
They're counting on him too. They're like, no, when we get Nunn back, we're taking off.
All right, shut up. We got questions. Like all right, there's a trade question. I'm not doing trade questions tonight.
No, do trade question? Okay.
Yeah, skip the trade question. Okay. I like this.
Not tonight.
Not after a win.
I like this next zone question for Siobhan. What Fig said asks, how much we sticking with the zone going forward with the active rock? Damn. Stu Gotts. Active roster as is.
That's fine.
I think a decent amount with the roster that's currently there. I think you kind of have to. And they look good when they do it, with attention and like with some, I don't know, like focus behind it. I think it's fine. I think we see it a bit. People be a little bit too athletic for Deadman, and, you know, our guards are small, so can be picked on. I think you see it a bit.
I thought Yurt did a good job on the back line of that. And honestly, with Yurt out there, you might want to play a lot more zone just so he doesn't have to move his feet on the perimeter because he can't switch.
Because he can't do that.
Kerner Kid asks, G, do y'all think your seven can break rotation because of Bam's knees and injuries later this season?
Not probably not a playoff rotation, certainly a regular season rotation, you know, when guys can rest a little bit more if he's going to be like a legit reliable guy. And especially like if you like, let's say Jimmy and Kyle play, you know, maybe you're more comfortable sliding in Deadman into the starting lineup so that Yurt can play, or maybe vice versa, because I mean, they both can kind of shoot a little bit. So, I mean, I think for sure he can make a rotation. I mean, what I think's weird, Alf, is that, you know, Spo didn't look his way until UD got hurt.
Also, after seeing the way KZ played last game,
I didn't think KZ was that bad last game.
Neither did I, but I mean, the fact that he went to UD first and then UD hurts himself and he's like, he looks at KZ and just like looks right past him and goes straight to, he's like, fuck. He's like, UD was his ace in the hole. And he's like, fuck. He looks at KZ, he probably just shook his head like a disappointing father.
I cannot believe Udonis has played more in this season than he has the combined previous two.
Why is that so unbelievable?
Because like this has been their best team in the
That's the other fact part. That he's
playing this season is weird. I get it, but like there were times last season where I think they could have used a few minutes from him out there.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. This one's for anybody. Oh, sorry. Bronx Joker asked, do you think the backcourt defense is elite with Kyle and Gabe out there together?
Yes.
Do you think good. Elite?
Brass. I wouldn't say elite only because they're still short, but good. I think it's really good.
But you know, Bond, like I don't think the size thing is like
I watched Kyle get shot over. I watched Caris LeVert shoot over the top of Gabe. It matters.
Okay. Never mind.
Because I felt like I knew where you were about to go. Go ahead. Okay. It doesn't matter that they're short. No, say I'm sorry.
She just Bonds played G, which
took G's soul right there.
PJ Tucker's short. What does that mean?
He's not as short as them.
He's 6'5" and he's guarding fucking 6'10" guys.
I actually agree with Bond there. Like, I think they're good. They're really good defensively, but I don't think it's elite because they do lack length. It's not even just about size.
That's
height.
What I meant.
It's like they both have short arms.
I don't think Kyle's arms are short, but
Kyle has those short little chubby arms. Just
Kyle's body is short. So Caris LeVert was like rising over top of them, both of them.
But Caris LeVert also like walks on air. You know what I mean?
Caris LeVert was amazing.
Can we pick that guy up?
Fuck that guy. JJock 44 gifted 5 tier 1 subs. Shout out to JJock. That's OG right there.
Bond splained on your ass.
I need some get back.
All right, Brash, you got another question?
Let's see.
I lost mine.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, post up 75 Gaga.
Post up 75 Gaga asks, what's the effect of Spo randomly doing a full court press like once and then stopping?
Can I get this one?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's funny because I was listening to Zach Lowe talk about this today, about kind of how the Heat and the Warriors do this. They'll do like, and today was a good example. They opened the game with the zone, and then they went to a trap, and then they did man to man. Those were the first three possessions of the game. And then Spo will mix in like a random full court press and then not do it again. And that throws you off. Like as a ball handler and everything, you don't know what to expect when you're coming down the floor. So I actually love that he does that. He just throws weird shit out of nowhere. And as a defense, you don't expect it. And then he just pulls it. And then you're just like, you're kind of waiting for it. And it's like, you don't know if it's going to come or not. And then all of a sudden now you have, well, which of their seven defensive coverages that they've thrown at me today are they going to do? So I actually love when they do that. That's like one of my favorite coaching things that Spo does.
Fantastic.
I thought that I agree with that. And Bond, just as someone who's played the game, what does that do to you? Like G saying when G raised AMG Tony said G raises hands like that annoying kid in class that always has the answer.
Leave G alone.
But Siobhan, what does that do to you as a player when, you know, they're half court, they're in a half court set, and then the next time you come down, full court press, and then they come back in a half court defense? Like, what does that do to you as, you know, into your mindset?
D said it, you know, spot on. It does throw you off. You think that, so you have one possession, and you're like, all right, cool. They played a zone. Okay, we know where we missed the spots to attack that zone. We'll hit that zone next time. And then you come back next time, and there's not a zone. And you're like, fuck, well, I had in my head that I missed this pass against the zone, but now it's not here anymore. And then, you know, you bring the ball up casual. Next time you have, you know, this full court, like 1-2-2 press happening, and with some guards that have the energy and have, you know, the foot speed and the strength to do it. So G-spot on, it definitely does throw off the rhythm of your offense. It's like not a, like muscle memory. It's not allowing you to get any kind of muscle memory with what the coverage is.
Bond, the other thing that I like about that is, like, let's say like you get a look three times. Let's say like, okay, you get a zone look three times. And then by the third time, you're just like, all right, I know what I need to do to beat it. And then they change the look. I get a little tilted. I'm just like, wait, I know how to beat it now. Like, let me see it again. Right. And then they take it away. And then now you get a different coverage.
And you like actually, you legitimately like get frustrated and mad. Like, damn, yes. Them fuckers, they like switched it.
I can beat it. Let me show you.
Yes. Yes.
Someone said, serious question. How good are, I'm sorry, Ninja Red CJ says, serious question. How good are the Heat without Spo?
They used to call him Ninja Jared.
They did used to call him Ninja.
Oh, what? Ninja?
No, I think you're right. I think Ninja Red is correct, but I read it as Ninja Jared.
I thought it was another one of these Oedipus complex.
You used to read it as Ninja Jared.
What I will say is, like, look at the fact that, you know, Spo said we went back to the drawing board because they're basically running an entirely different offense and defense now without Bam and Jimmy. Like, they're definitely their two most important defensive players, and they're probably top three in their on as far as offensive side of the ball. They went back, they had a practice, and they came out with a different game plan, and they were able to get guys going. And I would say that I'm not saying it's 100% on Spo, because of course, you know, it's not 100% on anybody, but the fact that they were able to adjust this, you know, after 20 games in without their two best players on the road in Indiana, where everyone struggles, like,
fucking Johnny. yes, Alf.
But yeah, it's really good to see that, you know, without those two guys, that they were able to adjust in a place that they just don't win very often. You're pointing at the camera. Did you have something to say?
No, I was just like trying to do something funny when the camera came back. I do have something to say that I love how Spo was like, okay, fuck it, no centers, right? Last game, and it looked like shit. And then today he's like, never mind, centers. And he's, you know, for all the shit that we give him for being stubborn, I mean, that was legit. He saw Indiana's a big team. I'm not going to fuck with that. That looked like shit. Maybe I'll try it a little bit later when we can work on it and practice a little more. But he's like, I'm just going to stick with this stuff that I think is going to be good. And I give him credit for that.
Thanks, G.
You're welcome.
Like, I thought weren't you supposed to do something? I'm going to go behind the scenes right now. Like, we have been asking you for like the last 5 minutes to fuck your camera up on purpose.
Like, I wasn't looking at the chat.
We've been asking you, like, okay.
Well, but the fact that Alf is calling you out on that when.
No, God damn it.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.